have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Amazing. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5-3-7-7-3. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy. You can bank on it. For those who want to know themselves and overcome the fallen state, because you can. You really can if you want to. The only reason you don't overcome it, you don't want to. That's the only reason. So for those who do want to, the biblical question is for you. How do you know when you are spiritual? How do you know when you are spiritual? Isn't that an amazing question? How do you know when you're spiritual? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And we are here Monday through Friday, from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time. And so we are heard around the world by everybody and they mama, if you're black. Everybody and their mama, if you're white. And so you can podcast the show if you're not able to just sit and watch it because you got to run around and do something. But you can still listen to the show no matter where you are and what you're doing. On your phone. I used to say for iPhone and iPad, but I've been told, no, Jesse, you can't listen on your iPad. What the? But you can listen by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It is Thursday again. Already. And Thursday is important because we love the Bible Thumpers. And Thursday is like, we take all call, but they're set aside for the Bible Thumpers. And because the Bible Thumpers need a little bit more time to thump the Bible. And so we set aside Thursday. We talk to the Bible Thumper during the week, other days too, but because it's so difficult to communicate with a Bible Thumper, but they mean well, I think. So we have decided that Thursday is and will always be Bible Thumper Thursday. Oh, Lord! Thank you, Jesus. Love it. God, boy, sing that song. Hallelujah.
And this war ain't over, y'all.
That's right.
We're talking about saving democracy. We're talking about health care for all of God's people. We're talking about housing for all of God's people.
So we're going to read you the scriptures, read you the commandments, and you can actually follow the Bible, do what God say, and not what the Christian church say.
Do it now.
I'm tired of
this
church.
Oh, we. A boy ready to go home. I'm tired of church. Boring. Remember when you were a kid and church was boring? The anchor baby really rebelled against church. He was like, truly, man, I'm serious. He was like, all of Canada knew not to take the anchor baby to church. What a mess. A spiritual battle. A warfare between good and evil. Amazing, huh? I have to reset my computer here, so that's what I'm doing. Sorry about that. I'm not really sorry about it, but I think that's what you're supposed to say. A warfare between good and evil. I want you to know, for those who want to know, you don't have to be you anymore. You don't have to be you anymore. Isn't that amazing? Think about that. And I often hear people ask me, this is not hearsay, well, if I don't be me, who will I be? Who will I be if I don't be me? Who will I be if I'm not emotional? And most people, men and women, surprising that men love it so much, but men and women love, absolutely love being emotional. How would I help others if I'm not emotional? And how would I help others if I'm not angry? My anger get me going. My anger help causing me to help. I'm mad. I'm mad when things happen to others, they say. And I'm motivated by my anger. And if I'm not angry, how will I function, they say? If I'm not angry, what would drive me? How would I get up and do what I need to do if I'm not angry? You know something wrong with that question. That doesn't even make sense to me. But I understand. If I'm not angry, how would I be motivated, they say? as though you can't function. Most people think, and not all, no, but most people think if they're not angry, if they're not emotional, they'll become just a zombie. They won't end up doing anything with life. As though angry people are doing something with life. Think about that. There's not one angry person on this planet that are doing anything with life. And their life is miserable. The life that they have. Who will I be if I'm not angry and emotional? Emotion motivate me. I just get mad when I see things happen to other people, they say. I get angry when I see things happen to others, they say. And that makes sense to folks, huh? What sense does it make that you get angry or emotional about what happened to someone else? Think about that. That logically, that doesn't make sense. And then they, well, how about your child? If your child will hurt when you get angry, I should hope not. All angry people, men or women, boys and girls, who are angry are losers. You're a loser. You're losing and you're a loser if you're angry. Really. Because the raw spirit is your God. You're possessed with evil demons. You're possessed and you think the anger is you. Because the demons are deceiving you. And they make you think that they're you. And you can't convince. That's why I don't try to convince anyone of this. You can't convince a demon-filled person that the anger is not real and it's not them, that they're possessed with demons, evil. You can't convince them, so I don't try. I put it out there. Those who have ears to hear, let them hear. There are men and women who are hearing. And they are overcoming around the world. So, here's a key to overcoming the fallen state and returning to the Father and having perfect peace. From Matthew 6:33, do what you want. It's up to you. And if you don't do this first, it ain't going to work. Because the one thing that I love about the truth, it's not going to change for you. Just because you decide, I want to do it my way, or I'm going to do it this way, or I'm not going to do it that way, it ain't going to work for me. Oh, okay, fine. Stay in your hell. Do it your way. And though you have a way. If you want to be free, I promise you, you can. But if you don't, or if you play around with it, pretend you want to be free, it ain't going to work. But you don't have to live your life on earth in misery. You don't have to be you anymore, any longer. You don't have to live your life in misery. I don't care what you've done, when you did it, how drastic it was, quote unquote, you don't have to be you any longer. Right now, you cannot be you. Right this very moment, you cannot be you if you don't want to. And you got to lay down a life if you want to go like. But here's how you find what I'm talking about. And if you do it, it will work. But you got to do it and stay with it and stay with it. Stay with it. Get on that straight and narrow path. And I don't care who tried to get in your way or who tried to stop you because they have stopped and now they want you to stop. So they'll whisper in your ear, that ain't going to work. Yeah, don't listen to that. They'll whisper in your ear the same way Satan whispered to you that it's not going to work. What you're doing ain't working, But you listen to the devil inside of your mind, and you listen to it inside of others who don't want you to be free because they're not free. This journey, you must take alone. And everything that you're looking for is inside of you. It's inside of you. It's not on the outside. It's within. Nothing wrong with reading the Bible. Read the Bible. Open it up. Put it away. Don't interpret it. And don't let the devil interpret it for you. Don't be reading different concordant Bible, trying to put other people's words, and you think that's going to work. And it's not. The kingdom of heaven is within. And you already know the truth. You just forgot because you left home. You left daddy's house and went to mama's house. And when you went to mama's world, her house, you forgot the truth. You got to return to daddy. Return to the father. But here's how you do it. Do what you want. And here's how you do it. And for the Bible thumpers, it's coming from the scripture. You're supposed to be so believing the Bible. Believe this. From Matthew 6:33. What does it say, Nick?
It reads, "But seek ye first." Let me pull it up on my screen. It says Matthew 6:33, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you."
That's what deep I don't know to do. Just to repeat it, Matthew 6:33. So it's in the Word. In the beginning, there was the Word was God, God was the Word, and the Word was God. In the beginning, it was the Word. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his right way, his righteousness, right way. And all things will be added unto you. It will be added unto you. But you got to put first thing first, and that's going within and seeking the Father. Finding your way back home to the Father. Because every mother, mama, your mama, my mama, they mama, their mama, 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 have turned you away from your father and brought you into her dark world, into darkness, where she turned you away from your father. And every mother have done it to every child, boys and girls. And you went into the wilderness of your imagination, right into mama's world. She lives in hers. Except those mothers who are now starting to realize this and forgiving their mothers and overcome and returning to the Father. But you can return home to the Father, and you got to put that first. And then have no expectation. Don't do what if. What if it doesn't work? What if this doesn't happen? No what ifs. Have a wait and see attitude. Because of what if is a double-minded person. Well, I'm going to do it, but what if? Double-minded. And a double-minded person, male or female, is unstable in all of his or her ways. Don't do what ifs. Just do it. Seek the kingdom and see what happens. The way you're doing it, the way you're going, it ain't nothing happening good for you. But you got to put first thing first. And that is to go within and seek the kingdom. It's inside of you, everything you're looking for. And when you do it, if you stay with it all the way through. No matter how long it takes, how difficult the road, what challenges you run into along the pathway, you stay with it anyway. The old nature will be taken away from you. And a brand new nature will be given unto you while you live. As a matter of fact, I would suggest that you do this before you drop your body because there's no such thing as death. There's only one death. And that one death is overcoming the fake you, the false you, the ego self. If you overcome that, why you live, and because eternal life is always, you just continue doing what you do. You drop the body, and the people cry, oh, they're dead. But you're not dead. You are alive. The body gone away from here, disappeared, but you're still alive, and you continue in the risen state instead of the fallen state. You drop that body with anger, revenge, jealousy, envy, strife, worry, suicidal thought, false identity, you're stuck. Because that's the way you dropped your body. You were in hell when you dropped it, and you just stay in hell. You stay in time. Looking for money and fame and all that mess. The rule is, and the instructions are, seek first the kingdom of God. And he'll add it unto you. You don't have to look for money or fame or a husband or a wife or children or this or that. You're putting that first. And when you put that first, all you're going to end up with is hell. That's what you may get it because the devil does answer those prayers. Ask for a wife or ask for a husband, lady, and the devil will give you one. And you fight. You don't know what you want. You don't know what you need. You don't even know what to ask for. But you've been trained by the outer world and the spirits of evil inside, and you think you know what to ask for. So you pray, and you ask, oh, I want a wife. I want a husband. I want a car. I want this. And the devil give it to you, and then you cry because you fight. And you already know you're going to fight. You already know you're going to worry, but you do it anyway. And then you say, well, this is from God, and you have to fight. A marriage is worth fighting for. Children are worth fighting for. And that's not true. It's just simply not. There's nothing on earth that's worth fighting for. Zero. Zero. But the devil and the world tell you it is, and then you cry. You fight for it, and then you don't get it, or it's real difficult to get, and then you cry. But you'd rather have pain than to feel nothing at all. You'd rather hurt than to feel nothing at all. You'd rather hurt than to feel nothing at all. Isn't that amazing? Proverbs 21:9. Better to live on a corner of the roof than share a house with a quarrelsome wife. Ain't that the truth? It's better to live in a corner on a roof than to share a house with a quarrelsome wife. It's a quarter after one. Oh, that's a song. You'd rather hurt than to feel nothing at all. It's a quarter after one. I'm all alone and I need you now. Said I would cry, but I need you now. Oh, baby, I need you now. I'd rather hurt than feel nothing at all. What kind of life is that? Who would rather be hurting than to feel nothing? You know you're sick. I'm a little drunk and I need you now. What the? But that's human nature. That is the fallen nature. Who would rather hurt than to feel nothing at all? Amazing, huh? You can be free. You don't have to live in desperation and worry on medication. Because these psychologists and others who love money and perceive power, they give you medication for spiritual issues. and you get worse. You don't get better. They don't tell you, you know what? You got to work on yourself. Go and forgive. Drop the anger. Forgive your mother. Forgive your father for not protecting you from mama. And the mama need to forgive her mama, and so on and so on. And scooby-dooby-doo. Here's an example of what happens. And this is like an extreme example. But a little small example, what seems to be small, but it's not. You have no patience. You yell at others. You yell at your children. You put your children in a public school and pretend you love them. And then you go down and fight with the school board pretending that you're doing it out of love, and you're not. Those are big deals. Here's an example of what happens. Because when you're in your imagination and thoughts and you listen to them, you're listening to evil. And you call it evil. My thoughts. My feeling, you say. I, me. And all you're doing is taking on more false identities instead of letting them go. It's Bob and Thorpe Thursday, KTLS reported. In 1995, three teenage boys obsessed with satanic death metal music. Satanic death metal music. Tragically murdered a 15-year-old St. Louis Obispo County girl in a brutal act that considered a ritual. They consider a ritual. This is, here's two of the three men convicted. They're out of prison, according to multiple media reports. Watch this from the Tribune.
Elise Paler, a 15-year-old Arroyo Grande High School freshman, disappeared from her family's home July 22, 1995. She had been missing for 8 months when 17-year-old Royce Casey, plagued by guilt, confessed he was involved in the murder. He led authorities to her partially mummified remains in a Napomo Mesa eucalyptus grove. Casey told authorities that he and Jacob DeLashmet, then 16, and Joseph Fiorella, then 15, planned the killing of Paler as a satanic sacrifice to improve their playing in their death metal band, Hatred. Paler was stabbed more than a dozen times after being lured to the grove. She called out to her mother and God as she bled to death, Casey told authorities.
Amazing. The same spirit, evil, that encouraged old boys to do that allegedly, it's the same spirit that caused you to leave your children in a public school system and go and feed your own ego. It's the same thing, no difference. The same spirit. The same spirit that caused you to fight with others over issues. God said, neither be for or against it. The world and your thoughts tell you which are evil, not your own. Fight before it and be against it. The spirit of truth tells you, lay your weapon down and I'll fight your battle. The spirit of lie tells you, you need to fight your own battle. Who will you be if you don't fight? Fight, fight, fight! Who will you be? When I come back, I have to play to this. That's crazy to me. It's already 30 minutes gone by. What the? 888-77-JESSE. A quick break. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Don't have to be you any longer. But you got to work on you. You got to work on yourself. Welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. Let me just tell you these few things. Tonight, it's the men's forum. It's the first Thursday of the month. Already! And every first Thursday of the month, we have the men's forum at the headquarters of Bond in Los Angeles. All are invited, all the guys. And those meetings are through the roof. Really. So come on down, 7 p.m. Pacific time. And then tonight, one other thing happening tonight, if the Lord is willing and decreed, all right. Yesterday, I was a guest on the Matt Gaetz show. Matt Gaetz, Congressman Matt Gaetz show. And the show is called the Anchorman Show with Matt Gaetz. And it will air, it's scheduled to air tonight at 4 p.m. Pacific time. So check it out. The Anchorman with Matt Gaetz and Dan Ball. But Dan wasn't there. It was just Matt and I. It was very, very, very interesting. And it was an honor to meet Matt Gaetz. I still believe that, personally, that Donald Trump and others should have fought to keep him on their team. Really. But I don't know the inside scoop. So tonight, I did the show last night. Went down to San Diego there. And it's due to air tonight. The Anchorman Show with Matt Gaetz at 4 p.m. today, Pacific time. And then tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, and the Crete don't rise. A brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. Fun and yet interesting discussion with Dr. John G. Yates. John G. West. He's an author, Christian scientist, and the vice president of the Discovery Institute in Seattle, Washington. He has a brand new book coming out called The Stockholm Syndrome, Christianity. And that made for an interesting discussion. Amazing. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What you have with Stockholm Syndrome Christians is they're becoming missionaries from the culture to their fellow Christians. People end up adopting the point of view of their cultural captors.
Where did you get the idea about the Trinity? Because it's not in the Bible anywhere.
John 1 clearly teaches Jesus was God.
There's no proof of anything that you said, but you believe it, right? I think you got the syndrome and don't know it.
You apparently think I do.
The Stockholm Christian Syndrome. Amazing. It was fun. I enjoyed it. You can support the Fallen State right there on the FallenState.tv. You can be a member and all that good stuff. Or Jesse Lee or locals.com. All right. Let me just. You ready for it? You want that? I want to finish the last soundbite on that incident with the teenage satanic folks. Let me just play this last soundbite on that, and then I'll get to your calls. So we mentioned just before the break that back in 1995, three teenage boys obsessed with satanic death metal music, and according to a report, they end up killing a girl 15 years old out of St. Louis Obispo County. And here's the final soundbite. One of the convicted, named Casey, expressed shame for his action and stated he planned to live the rest of his life making what he called a living amends. Watch this from the Tribune.
All three teens were convicted of first-degree murder in 1997. Casey was sentenced to 25 years to life, of which he had to serve 21 years. On March 17th, at his third parole suitability hearing, Casey, now 43, admitted the brutality of Paler's murder and said he's ashamed he took her entire future away. He added that he planned to, quote, live the rest of my life as a form of living amends because I can never forget the harm that I've caused. David Paler, Elise's father, said at the hearing that he trusts the parole board's discretion and did not oppose Casey's release. But David Paler said it's important that Casey, quote, be an asset if he were ever to get out. Parole Board Commissioner Diane Dobbs also noted that Casey has had a positive record in prison and benefited from programming over 24 years.
Amazing. Number one, you can't make amends for something that has happened like that. When it happened, it happened then, isn't it?
I was just going to read the text at the end of this video.
Okay.
It reads, we find that the person who committed that crime and the person who sits before us today are two different people.
Amazing. They refer to Casey guy?
Correct.
Yeah. You can't make amends. When that happened, it happened then. And all you have is now. Everything else is an illusion. How are you going to make amends? You've apologized for it. You realize you're wrong. That's all you can do. That's all you can do. But you don't know that if you're not working on yourself, because the world says you can make amends. And then the people, either they forgive you and forget it, or they don't. You can't do anything about how they deal with it. You can't do anything about how they deal with it. Either you forgive and forget, or you don't forgive and hold on to it. Because if you forgive and you still remember, it's only because you have not forgiven. You can be free. You don't have to be you any longer. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Australia and talk to Lakeland out of Australia. Heard around the world. Lakeland, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. It's Lachlan, by the way.
Lachlan? Oh, okay. He told me Lakeland.
Yeah, Lachlan.
Okay.
I'm not sure. But I spoke to you, I think, last week or the week before. It wasn't too long ago. But I wanted to call back again because I wanted your... By the way, I love your show. I've watched all the Get a Job Savage Moment like three times over.
Get a Job is amazing. Check out Get a Job.
It is amazing.
There's no other talent like his.
I wanted your... What's your thoughts on a federal abortion ban in America?
At one time, I thought that we should have a law to ban abortion. And we definitely should not agree with it, but it's best not to agree with it or disagree with it and just let people live the lives that they want to live. If they want to kill children in the womb and suffer the consequences, because there are consequences of it, then let them do that. Mm-hmm. Let them suffer. Because even if you, and there were laws against, I mean, there were, at one time, there were no law against abortion. Oh, there were laws against abortion, and the women would go and kill the babies anyway. And so, and even though we have laws, I don't know, we don't have laws against abortion right now, I don't think. And they're still doing it. Yeah. You can't do anything, nor should you be concerned about the way others decide they want to live. Let them live the way they want to live and don't judge them. Leave them in their misery and let them suffer the consequence of their own hell. So, because even if we had a law against abortion, they still going to kill the children. Those that want to do it, they're going to do it anyway.
So I've always been very passionate when it comes to, very passionate when it comes to abortion. I hate it. I shouldn't say the word hate, but yeah, I can't stand abortion.
Why?
I just really don't like the idea that there is a life being killed. I think life should have a chance. I don't say life is precious because I do believe in the death penalty. So, but I do believe life deserves a chance.
And why?
So, I mean, life is life. You know, it begins at conception. So once there is life, then there's something living. So I feel like that should be allowed to prosper, or at least, you know, we should be able, you know, all the way to birth. You know, there should be no abortion.
And why do you feel that way about some other female that want to kill the man's child in her womb? Why do you feel that way about that?
Well, I don't believe she has the right to kill that baby, does she?
And why do you feel that way?
Well, it's not her. It's not her. She's literally killing another human being.
And you're right. Yeah, she is killing another human. She is killing another life created by God. But why does it bother you at all that she does? Why does it bother you what someone else decides they're going to do in their own lives? Why does that bother you? Why do you hate that?
For starters, we don't have the right to just write someone's life off. I don't believe. I mean, unless we're, you know, I believe your question is very difficult because I just feel a visceral reaction to abortion.
Why does it bother you in that way that somebody else decide that they're going to kill the man's child? Why does that bother you at all?
I think it bothers. Well, it does bother me because I don't feel that they have that right to do that.
And what right do you have to feel anything about what someone else do to themselves?
That's fair. I think no matter what, I think, and I get what you said, like I don't have the right over anybody else, but I think when it comes to life, I think, well, at least I feel that I do have at least, like, I think I have more of a right to question someone or to try and, I think I have more of a right to stop someone ending an innocent life.
And why?
Well, they're innocent. I mean, they haven't done anything wrong.
What good does it do you to feel that way about someone else deciding they want to live a miserable life? They want to kill the children in the womb. What good does it do you to feel or think anything about it at all? What good does that do you or the situation? Yeah.
Well, the only thing I can think that makes sense to say is that we don't know what that life is going to produce. So that life could be, I mean, it's all about, the thought I've got right now is it's about, you know, it's not nothing concrete, but it's more what could that life develop into. And I think, I mean, if we go back in history, like the abortions that have been done since abortion, you know, were a thing, it's like 70 million, 80 million. Who knows what those lives could have been? You know, there could have been somebody that was just, you know, amazing. So I think, like, I think my right is, or what kind of speaks to me is what those lives could be.
What good does it do you to be concerned about what someone else decides they want to do to kill the man's children in the womb?
You're killing me right now. Because I hear what you're asking, but
what am I asking?
I don't know what else to say. I'll be honest, I don't know what else to say because...
But you're not telling me what good is it doing you, or what good is it doing the child that the woman is killing inside the womb? What's good is it doing?
You know what, it's not doing good. It's not doing me... I'll say, I don't care. It's not doing me any... It may not be doing me any good, but that's not why I feel so strongly about it. So I don't really care if it does me any good.
But,
I believe,
but why do you feel anything about it at all? Would you rather hurt than feel nothing at all?
So even though it doesn't affect me, I feel it, and because it's right. I feel that it's right that abortion is bad. Like that's. All I can say, Jesse, is
so
that.
So, would you rather hurt than feel nothing at all?
Hurt, did you say?
Would you rather hurt than feel nothing at all?
No, I'd rather hurt. I'd rather hurt.
I'd rather hurt than feel nothing at all.
I think that,
you'd rather hurt than to feel nothing at all about somebody else killing a man's child in their womb. You'd rather hurt. What good is it doing you to hurt?
Well, it's not doing me any good, but I don't want innocent babies being killed.
What good is it doing to innocent babies being killed for you to hurt rather than feel nothing at all?
But I shouldn't feel nothing at all, should I?
What good is it doing you to hurt than to feel nothing at all? What good is it doing the baby or you?
Well, if I do nothing, then it does nothing, I suppose.
What good is it doing you or the child that's being killed in the womb? What good is it doing you to hurt rather than feel nothing at all?
I'm not sure.
And let me. So, what's the purpose of you hurting like that then?
Well, I'm not sure, but I still. I'm not sure. Can you help me out a little bit?
Do you think God is hurting because some woman decided to kill the baby in the womb? Is God hurting from that?
I feel like yes.
You think that God is hurting because some female decided to kill the baby in the womb. God has heard it from that.
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, do you even think for a minute that he's hurting?
I mean, yes.
Yes, but God can stop her from doing that if he were hurting.
Yeah. Wait, so I'm curious. Do you think that, like, it's okay? Because I've watched videos where you said you don't agree with abortion.
I don't. So, but I'm not feeling it until someone decides to do it. They have a right to live in their misery. They have a right to kill all the children in the womb and suffer the consequence. If that's how they want to live, I have no right to hold it against them.
That's it. Yeah, no,
and I have no right to hurt either because they're doing it.
Oh, I get what you're saying, and I think that's the difference. Is at the moment, it does affect me. I feel like it is affecting me deeply with all the abortions that happen. But I get where you're coming from. It shouldn't. I shouldn't let it affect me as much as what it does.
And
because I can't control it.
And when you're hurting because somebody else is killing the children in the womb, who is hurting?
Well, I'm not physically. At the end of the day, I suppose it's the child, isn't it?
Who is hurting when you're hurting? Who is hurting? When you say, I'm hurt, who is hurting? Who are you talking about?
Well, I think that's a correction I should make, which is I'm not actually hurting.
But why do you say you're hurting then?
Well, I think it was just, I suppose I was misspeaking, you know. I mean, I thought maybe, I know I'm not hurting when an abortion happens, but I think when I was saying that, I was thinking more, emotionally, which, you know, that's a bit beta, thinking emotionally.
And who are you? Who are you?
Sorry?
Who are you?
Who am I? What do you mean?
Who are you?
Who am I? I'm Lachlan.
You what?
Who am I?
Yes, who are you?
Yeah, I'm Lachlan.
That's your name. But who are you? I didn't ask what's your name. I ask us, who are you?
I'm a man that believes in what's right.
I didn't ask you what you believe in, what you are. I asked, who are you?
Oh, Jesse. Who am I? I don't know, Jesse.
Hold on a minute, Lachlan. Can you hold?
Yes, I can.
Let me take a quick break. The hate news, not the fake news. Quick break, 2 more hours to go. Back in a moment. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to rebuildingtheman.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.
Some serious or a whole lot of nothing going on in the world, if you think about it. The world's biggest iceberg is rapidly breaking up. Be scared. Be, hey, kids, get your climate anxiety right here on Hake News from courtesy of Commie Nonsense Network, CNN. And this, by the way, this female judge, quote unquote, is siding with Harvard far left extremist off the deep end liberal brainwashing institution, Harvard University. Pump people up with their egos so that they are blind with their pride and never see the truth, forcing the Trump administration to fund the anti-Judeo-Christian school. Anti. And California, Oregon, and Washington state, the commie coast, the left coast, are starting this West Coast Health Alliance, and they're going to validate and rely on far left extremist organizations that are like expert organizations on public health, like the American Academy of Pediatrics, which is probably anti-racist, pro-LGBTIQ, and pro-vax, radically pro-vax, anti-science, that is, and other nonsense, probably. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday, the 4th of September, A.D. 2025. It is the first Thursday of the month, and you know what that means? Men's Forum, 7 p.m. tonight at Bond in Los Angeles. RebuildingTheMan.com/events. RebuildingTheMan.com/events. If you need more info, if you want to call in to the Bond office, you can call right now and leave a message, or call at 9 a.m. Pacific time, or just after, between 9 and 4 Pacific. That's between 12 and 7 Eastern. And that is 1-800-411-BOND or 323-782-1980. Men's Forum is amazing, says Just Joe in the chat, and he doesn't lie. This is the JLP. We'll be right back to your calls. Hang tight, callers, beautiful callers. We'll have more great stories for you, and we'll get to your super chats. But Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports the world's largest iceberg rapidly breaking up, quote-unquote, so say scientists. Although, and listen to the name of this thing, iceberg, capital A, 23, lowercase a, all no spaces, A23A, previously weighed nearly 1.1 trillion tons, don't ask me how they figure, and was slightly bigger, not that I doubt it, and was slightly bigger than the state of Rhode Island. It has shrunk to about the size of Greater London. Not that I know what the sizes of those, the state and county. What is Greater London? City? Big city? County? How many mayors does Greater London have? Tune in. Anyway, that's the news on the iceberg. Harvard University won a landmark victory in its battle against our greatest president Trump's administration yesterday, Wednesday. A federal so-called judge, a woman, sided with the Ivy League school, meaning degenerate school, in its efforts to restore more than $2 billion in federal funding for research frozen by the white on the inside White House. U.S. District Judge Allison Burroughs. And Allison can be a man's name, but I looked it up or read on, and it says she, so it sounds like it's a woman, rejected the administration's argument that they were targeting the university due to, all one word, no hyphen, anti-Semitism on campus, to make it seem real. A review of the administrative record makes it difficult to conclude anything other than that the defendants used anti-Semitism as a smokescreen for a targeted, ideologically motivated assault on this country's premier universities, so wrote Burroughs, which our greatest president Trump has the right to do anyway, but she's dumb. She also noted that the administration's actions had jeopardized decades of research and the welfare of all those who could stand to benefit from that research, unquote. The White House, white on the inside, plans to appeal. I'll have to tell you about the left coast next hour, but now back to JLP, hour two.
Hello.
had to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. It's the second hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, how do you know when you are spiritual? How do you know when you are spiritual? How now, brown cow? How do you know when you're spiritual? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and doing whatever it is you're doing, and you're like, I can't sit and watch the show, or I wish I could want to hear it live, you can. On your phone. You can podcast, but no matter what you're doing, working out, even if you're running away from ice, you're on the run, you're like really running, you can be listening to the show while you're running from ICE. And if you're protesting ICE to keep them from sending illegals back, and you feel really good about it, you feel like a savior protecting the lawbreakers, you too can be listening to the show while you're out there protesting ICE and feeling good about it on your phone by calling the listen line, or you're just working out or whatever. Call the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, and we're going to get to your super chats, go to buymeacoffee.com, buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. It's the second hour of the show on Thursday. And every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday. Oh, Lord. Drunk as a badger.
All right, brother. Are you ready? He's drunk as a badger. Go ahead. Let that Holy Ghost language come up out of you. Go ahead.
Fire. Amazing. And they think that's the Holy Ghost. I got the Holy Ghost, just like the Bible, just like the Bible said. What now? I want to go back to Laughlin out of Australia. And Laughlin is really feeling bad for, he doesn't like it when women kill babies in the womb. He doesn't like it at all. And we were talking about that, but I asked Laughlin, who, when you say, I don't like it, who is he referring to? Who are you? And he was going to think about it for a minute and let me know. Laughlin.
Yes, Jesse.
So who are you?
Yeah, I've been thinking about that. So I think in response to that question, I think, I mean, really I'm just a human, a flawed human. So it made me kind of realize I don't really have I suppose I don't really have a right to kind of judge people the way that I do, especially like when it comes to abortion. Excuse me, by the way, my throat's a bit croaky. I'm a bit sick at the moment. I mean, that's the only way I can respond there, I think.
And so what time is it there in Australia right now?
It's just gone midnight.
Gone midnight? What the? So, Lachlan, who are you?
I don't know how to answer that. Like, I don't know how to answer that. I'm just a man. I don't know. Yeah.
So you have a human body. You live in a body, but who are you? You have a male body, so you're male. But who are you?
I don't know. I actually don't know how to respond to that. I don't know. I don't know. I wish I did, because.
So when you were saying things like, I don't like abortion, I get mad, I didn't, who were you referring to?
I suppose I'm referring to myself, which is, you know, a human being that just doesn't want to see life wasted.
But so you don't know who you are, so you're not your body, you're not are you your thoughts and emotions?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm not. Emotions are deceptive, but I suppose I'm.
And so when you were saying, I'm upset about a book, I feel this, I feel that. Who were you referring to?
I think I was referring to.
When you say you are, that you're referring to?
I think I was referring to the me that is, you know, that thinks and. I think I was referring to the me that thinks and feels.
Are you your thoughts and emotion, your feelings?
I don't believe so, no.
And so why do you call that I or me?
Well, that's kind of what I thought about during the break, which was, I mean, that's not really me. But, Mike, can I ask, what was that? Because I see where you're coming from, and I. So, what was that then?
Where am I coming from?
Sorry?
You say you see where I'm coming from about that. Where am I coming from?
Well, I think I understand what you mean, which is I'm not my thoughts or my feelings, which I do agree with.
So, why do you call them you? Why do you call them you?
Because I thought at the time that. So I guess I thought that was me, my thought, like, because it was my thoughts. I was in my thoughts and my feelings.
And are they your thoughts? Do you create your own thoughts?
No, I don't think, no, I don't think I create my thoughts.
And so why do you call it a thought, you or yours?
That's a good question. I'd like to be able to answer that, but I can't.
So why don't you get to know... what is it like not knowing who you are? What is it like living that way, not knowing who you are?
I thought I did know who I was. I thought I did know who I was. Did what was right. I thought I understood what was right. So I don't know. Yeah, I thought I did know who I was. I think I know who I am.
But you can't tell me who you are if you think you know who you are?
Well, yeah, I mean, I understand, like, I just don't know. I guess I don't know what you mean when you say, who are you? Like, I'm just, you know, when it comes to thoughts and feelings, I know I'm not my thoughts or my feelings, but I don't know. I guess I don't know how to articulate what
so
I am.
Here's what I suggest, because of time, here's what I suggest, that you get to know who you're not so that you can find out who you are. And you do that by paying attention from within. You live from within and get to know who you're not and what you're not and who you're not so you can know who you are. Stop identifying with the false self. You're not your thoughts. You're not your emotion. You're not your body. You're not your job. You're not your job title. You're not the things that you think that you are. And stop calling yourself those things. So you can find out who you really are. How will you be free if you never discover who you really are?
Well, that's true, and
no, I that think, was a question.
But can I ask one question?
That was a question. How will you ever know who you are if you don't discover who you're not?
Well, you're right, and I think I need to work on that. Well, definitely, obviously. Like, I need to kind of figure that out,
And you have one other question for me.
Yeah, I just, because, look, I love your show, just so you know. And by the way, Trump is, I wish Trump was our leader.
I know. What manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. The great white hope, Donald Trump.
He really is a great white hope. But I wanted to ask you very quickly, have you heard about the Australian mass immigration protest?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And,
what a
and,
mess.
And, it was a mess. It was an absolute mess. And just I just wanted to know if you've, I'm glad to hear that you've, you know, heard about it. But also, one last question, I know because of time. Do you think you'll ever come to Australia?
Yes.
And, like, you know, for like either a Q&A or a church service or something?
Yes.
Well, Jesse, I hope to be there when you do.
Absolutely. Make sure you aren't on our email list and all that kind of stuff. So when I'm ready to go there, and I am going there, we can send out the emails to all those people in that area there, all right?
I will. Thank you so much, Jesse. And you've given me a lot to think about. And just for the chat, calm down, chat. All right? Jesse, I saw some crazy people in the chat. But anyway, Jesse,
don't pay attention to what people are saying.
No, you're right.
You shouldn't even have any concern about that at all. Zero. Because human beings are evil. Human beings are evil, and they get a thrill from trying to hurt others.
Yes, and I agree with that. I agree totally with that we're in a fallen state.
Yeah. All right, Matt. Good talking to you, Lachlan. Call me again.
Thank you, and I will.
All
bye. Right.
Bye now. 888-775-3773. Let me go back to Australia and talk to Mitt. Out of Australia. Mitch, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you going?
All is well.
I wanted to talk... All is well. Well, all is well with me, too. I wanted to talk to you about Legion and the fallen angels of the Bible.
Okay.
And tell you about a couple of them. Everyone's heard of, like, Azazel, or Azazel, Azazel. And he is the leader of the Watchers, and, like, he taught humans, like, some forbidden knowledge and that. And then there's Semi-Azar, leader of the fallen and descendant to Earth, and he took, like, human wives and stuff. And, Semi-Azar, it's like Semi-Azar or He's like a chief of the watchers. And then there's Azazel, and he taught us like warfare and cosmetics, and Aramos, who taught spells, and Barakel, who taught astrology and lightning, and Corkabel, who taught constellations.
Who are these people?
These are people in the Bible that are fallen angels. They're part of Legion. And there's Suriel or Suriel, it depends on what text you go to, who taught the lunar cycles.
And where are they?
Like the where are they in the Bible exactly?
Oh.
Like what scriptures and that? You can go to Isaiah 27.
So have you been affected by legions of evil demons?
Oh, yeah, 100%. And
how have you been affected by them?
Oh, because there's girls all around me, baby. I'm beautiful. I'm wanted. You know, that's why
they're not around you. Know, they're in you.
Yeah, they are, and they surround me. Whatever I pump into them, ends up surrounding me. Like I'll have a conversation with one of them, and then I'll be down at the shop, and I'll finish the conversation.
Why do you talk to demons?
I try to talk to lots of the way you do it is you leave. You cover it open about 1 inch at night, and you look into the darkness, and sometimes it releases
me. Because I'm tired, you should not be talking to demons at all.
I agree with you.
Why do you do that?
How?
Oh, you hung up. He hung up. Yeah, your phone dropped, man, or something happened. Maybe when those demons got through there, what the? Super chats.
On Cash App, that's Bond JLP on Cash App. Kevin says, if you're tithing, you're thriving.
Nice. Thank you.
Very generous, sir.
Yeah.
Truth for Jesus. Pardon me, I spit. At least it was on my own stuff. Question, the woman, Truth for Jesus bought a coffee. Question, the woman pushes the shopping cart, correct?
What?
You know, say you go shopping together, I guess. The woman pushes the shopping cart, right?
Men don't go shopping with women. Isn't that true?
I agree.
Right.
It doesn't look right. Oh, on rare.
I've never seen a man go shopping with a woman.
What about for a date?
How you going to, what you doing with a shopping cart on a date?
Never mind.
Are you dating a fat woman?
I don't disclaim. I just let's move on. I don't think
men go shopping with a woman. I've never seen that. Do you know I've never seen that?
I have seen it.
Really?
In fact, I think we showed it one time.
I don't remember seeing it unless I've seen it and forgotten.
Yeah, I think we showed it one time. A black couple went shopping together. I forget what the situation was, but she was basically the boss. But you're right. What you say just feels right.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Truth for Jesus.
Yeah, thank you.
Keith. Hey, Jesse. Wanted to share how through this journey, at first, I began to get better. But not long after, I began to get worse than I ever have been. I can tell I'm not quite there, but I've almost completely become blatantly as evil as I'm capable. I didn't expect it to work like this, but I believe it's working. Thank you, Jesse, for sharing the message. God bless.
Well, number one, don't think about if it's working or not. Those are just thoughts, and you're taking on false identities when you do that. Don't think about, oh, this is so hard. How long will it take? Those are just thoughts, and you're taking on more false identities. And never think about if you're there or not, because there, where? You know what I mean? So you want to overcome thinking. So don't let the deceivers deceive you into thinking about this journey. You just live the journey. Be aware and live it. That's all you have to do. I wish you well, though. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Amazing. Thank you.
That's on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk.
Right on.
Anthony on Cash App. That's Bond JLP on Cash App. United Kingdom, free speech is focus topic for the year, he says.
Amazing. What happened?
In the United Kingdom.
Oh, yeah. They're fighting for free speech.
Really bad.
I hope that Americans don't wait that long that we have to go out and fight like that for 3 feet.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony, Satan's coming for the Constitution. You better believe it.
Oh, yeah. They definitely don't want that in America. Amazing. Thank you.
Abby Phillips is low IQ, also known as on that show with that CNN conservative pro-Trump guy.
Oh, okay. Nice. Not for me, but okay.
I think that's a black female, but I don't remember
exactly.
I mean,
I've seen him. I just don't. Cause I,
sounds familiar.
The only time I see CNN and I'm changing channels, I run across it.
Same.
But I don't even stop, to be honest with you.
Exactly.
Amazing. Thank you.
15 Coffees from Joey, Chronicles 119. Then the spirit invested a Masai, the leader of the 30. We are your men, David with you, son of Jesse. Peace be with you, peace be with you, peace be with those who help you, for God has helped you. Bible Thumper Thursday.
Amazing. Thank you. Bible Thumper Thursday. I appreciate it.
And Marvin gifted a super chat. Love from Germany, Jesse.
Right on. Thank you, Marvin. Love you back. My son's name is Marvin. What?
Nice.
My son's name is Marvin. What a name. Thank you.
Jim in Alaska, could you please explain the difference? This is on punchy.tv, watching live. Could you please explain the difference between a thought and a practical thought?
A practical thought is I got to go to work tomorrow, and I got to be there at 8 or 9. Or I think I want to buy me a house. Or I want peanut butter on a slice of bread with hot dog.
That may not be
practical. Those are
practical
thoughts. Impractical thought is when you think about you. And you have form ideas about you and others. When you have stress and worry and doubt and you're emotional, those are impractical thoughts. Psychological thoughts are impractical thoughts. Amazing. Stay with it, Jim. Jim, right?
Yeah, Jim in Alaska. That's right.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Amazing. Thank you.
Alicia, let's get to some thumping.
Bible Thumping Thursday. Thank you. Nice.
On Buy Me a Coffee, Caesar or Cesar, three coffees. What up, Jesse and crew? When it comes to the silent prayer, as you may know, I did it for 10 minutes yesterday morning. Yesterday morning, I did it for almost 11. Yesterday evening, I did it for almost 11 minutes. But this morning, I went for over 11 minutes. I think it's safe to say we're going up from here, Jesse. Thank you for the words of encouragement, calling me a beta, laughing with tears. By the way, congratulations for making it on Matt Gaetz's show, man.
Oh, amazing. Matt Gaetz, I was on Matt last day. We taped yesterday. It's going to air tonight, according to the report, at 4 p.m. Pacific time. Check it out. And it's called the Anchorman Show with Matt Gaetz. Tonight,
yes,
at 4 p.m. It was fun. I enjoyed it. It was fun. Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And that'll be on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube, and maybe elsewhere as well.
Yeah.
Tedaut, pardon my butchering of your name, T-E-D-A-U-T, bought a coffee. Let's have a Holy Ghost party up in here, Jesse. Amazing.
I got the Holy Ghost, just like the Bible. Just like the Bible said. Amazing.
Joseph on Cash App. Where are the Jesse bobblehead dolls?
I know, Lord. At one time, we were working on them, and now we're working on them, and now...
Well, there's two different issues. There's
what?
The bobblehead doll, which is the head that's all big and goes like this.
Mm-hmm. That head too big to be
I'm bobbling my head. And then there is the Ken doll action figure JLP that's tall and rides a horse that Hassan was going to make.
I'm going to have to call Hassan and see what's happening with that.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll check it out. Thanks for the inquiry about it. We'll check it out.
The real Derf James? No, they're Alder, I don't know, the real Earth says, James, you should have so-and-so on your show. That would be amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you for the request.
Send the request to producer@jesseleepeterson.com. Producer at JesseLeePeterson.com. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Very nice. And thank you, guys. I do believe that that may be all for now.
Amazing. I need you and their quick thought about this advice. This thought about this man advice. My producer gave me this. I'm not aware of this person, and I've never seen him or heard him before. But I need my experts in. Derek, come in for a minute. And Derek is one, my producer, is one of the experts here on the Jesse Peterson Show. And I just want their feedback from my expert, because I've never, this is my first time hearing this. My producer gave this to me today. And I think he gave me yesterday, but we didn't get to it. Are you all set up over there?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, okay. So my experts are here, and to my far right and your far left, the American Anchor Baby, the host of the American Anchor Baby Show, Monday through Friday at 11 a.m., the Anchor Baby Nick is over there, and in the middle here is my producer, Derek, and also an expert here on the show, and to his right and my left, the host of the HakeReport.com, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m., right after my show. Derek gave me this video this morning, and well, he gave it to me yesterday, but we didn't get to it. And he like, Jesse, what do you think about this? Here's a video of a quote-unquote influencer. Influencer. am I right?
Yeah, that's right.
Influencer explaining how to stop caring what people think. Watch this on X.
It's taken me 3 months to complete my new cat town.
Oh, no, that's not
We've
it.
Worked hard to create.
No, that's not
that's
it.
That's Japanese. What the?
No, that's not it.
That's AI.
You want me to come back to it later?
Or is it?
Oh, 3.6.
Yeah. Oh, is that?
Okay. I'll get you some calls while they're working that out.
Yeah, hold on.
So y'all it. Just hold on. We still get to it. Let them figure that out. All right. Let me go to, is it Quinn? Quinn, a first-time caller out of Washington. Quinn, you are
Hello.
On the air.
Hi. Yeah, I kind of wanted to just give a little testimony. I first want to say that.
Hey, Quinn, speak right into your phone. It sounds like you're a little away from it. Are you on a speaker or something?
Okay, is that better?
Yes. Are you on Bluetooth or a speaker?
I was on speaker, but I'm on regular. I'm on the regular phone now.
Okay.
I had it on speaker.
All right. Yeah.
But,
go ahead.
Yeah, I was just
Never, ever be on the speaker or Bluetooth.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know that. I'm kind of going deaf. I had a really bad accident where I died, and so it's kind of, you know, I put it on Bluetooth. I put it on speakerphone to help me here.
All right. You sound good now, though. Go ahead.
Okay. But, yeah. So I'm calling to say that, you know, first of all, I know I'm an angelic being with angelic genes. I don't know if you've ever heard of the Crucible, the Jerusalem Salem witch trials. My ancestors were the main character in the book, The Crucible, is Rebecca Nurse. That's my direct bloodline ancestor. She had children. Since her and her sisters were wrongfully accused and executed in 1692, Rebecca had already had children before she was executed. So that makes me an angelic being with angelic genes genetically. And that kind of brings me to the story of what happened to me on 11/6/2020 when I died and I was on the other side. Because what happened to me is I was kidnapped, raped, and left for dead on the street by a dirty deputy. It was, you know, I was a DOA with no heart rate when the medics arrived.
Yeah, hold on for me. Let me take a quick break. Don't hang up. Hold on, all right?
Okay.
All right. Quick break. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Folks, welcome back. Quick announcement, the Hake Report coming up at 9 a.m. this morning, right after my show, the Hake, H-A-K-E report.com from 9 to 11 a.m. You don't want to miss it. If you've not heard the Hake, you have missed it. The Hake report.com. And after that, oh Lord, the American Anchor Baby on fire as well. The American Anchor Baby. At 11 a.m., right after the HakeReport.com. So a lot going on. And the men's forum tonight, it is Thursday. It is the first Thursday of the month for men only. And the ladies forum, ladies, get ready. Those out of town, you want to come in. There will, as far as I know, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, ladies forum meeting on the third Thursday of every month. So get ready for that. I want to go back to a first-time call out of Washington State, Quinn. And so, Quinn, slow down a little bit. You said that you died and that
I was kidnapped, raped, and left for dead on the street by a dirty deputy.
When did that happen?
On 11-6-2020.
Okay.
11, and I was a DOA, dead on arrival of the medics, with no heart rate. The medics had to defibrillate my heart 5 times and incubate me on scene. I was in a coma for 2 weeks. Now, what happened was a very spiritual thing. My ancestors, I told you about my ancestors, they're angels. And angels always see everything. That's why they're always there when somebody dies.
When you say your ancestors are angels, what do you mean by that?
They were wrongfully accused of being witches and executed during the Salem witch trials.
That happened to your family members?
That was my ancestor, Rebecca Nurse. She's the main character of the book, The Crucible.
You mean her sister. I mean, like, was she like your blood family?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes, I'm her living legacy because she had children before she was murdered, before she was wrongfully executed, which is why I still live in today. But so what happened was, you know, my ancestors were there on scene. I had my sunshine, who was my service animal federally. He was trying to protect me. But he was too weak. He was just a 3-year-old, 12-pound, half Chihuahua, half Maltese. His name was Lucky. And so he ended up succumbing to his injuries. But what he did before he, you know, succumbed to his injuries trying to protect his mommy, my aunt, dogs can see angels too. And my
your
angels,
aunt,
my,
your dog, you call it your...
My you, sunshine. I call him my sunshine.
You call an animal your son?
My sunshine, because he was like my son and he shined his light on me because I've got a disability that causes my legs to give out on me unexpectedly.
Oh.
And so he shines his light on me, his knowledge.
So this Salem witchcraft trial thing, it was a series of prosecutions for witchcraft.
Yes, in the Salem witch trials.
In Colonial, Massachusetts, between February 1692 and May 1693. How do you know those were your ancestors way back then?
Because my grandmother, the house that I live in right now, my grandmother is a direct descendant of Rebecca Nurse, and her maiden name is Nurse. And we all know, we've all known about being aunt. We have aunts, we have we have actually family reunions based on the Rebecca Nurse and her sisters. We have family reunions every year in Montana. Still, we do this every year. They do like a little skit of the Salem witch trials, and you know, it's kind of.
And so your dog was like a seeing dog.
My he was a service animal.
Oh,
he was
okay. Able to, so my sunshine you had a seeing eye dog, right?
Yeah, he knew okay. He was my service animal. He would let me know when my legs were going to give out on me for my disability. He knew. He kept me safe.
Okay.
And so he was trying to protect me from what was happening to me, but he was too weak. He was just a 3-year-old, 12-pound, half Chihuahua, half Maltese. He ended up succumbing to his injuries, dying. And, but he didn't succumb to his injuries. But what happened is it becomes really spiritual. Dogs can see angels too. My ancestors were their angels, and they were there. And they guided my sunshine on what to do to keep my spirit from ascending permanently. That is the only reason why when the medics arrived, they were able to get another heartbeat out of me after defibrillating my heart 5 times on scene. And so, because I was in a coma for 2 weeks too, but that's what happened. And the reason why I know this is because when I was in a coma, I'm kind of in a cross between being on the other side and in physical reality. And so
other side of what?
The other side, when you pass away, you know, when you pass away, you're on the other, you know, you kind of, you go across, you go to the other side when you
what
pass away.
What other side?
Up to heaven.
You go to heaven?
Well, what had happened to me when I passed away.
So you went to heaven?
Well, I wouldn't say it was really heaven. What happened was when I passed away, my ancestors were there and they were waiting for me. They were waiting for me in the ICU room when I was getting pushed into ICU.
Uh-huh.
Rebecca's nurse looked at me. She was in there. I was in a coma. You know, I wasn't physically I wasn't physically okay. I was knocked out, unconscious. But my aunt. But what happened is I had it. You know, and my aunt was there. She reached out her hand to me and she said, "ICU." And I said, "ICU too." When I'm getting pushed into my ICU room.
So you were in the ICU, and your Rebecca lady said, "ICU."
Yeah, when I was getting pushed into my ICU room,
right.
Rebecca Nurse, my ancestor, was in there, and she looked at me, and she goes, "ICU." She said, like she sees me. And I said, "ICU, too," when I was in a coma. And then she put her hand out for me to grab it. And then at that point, she actually projected with me, took me back to the scene, and I saw everything that happened to me from
let me
from
just
the
tell
very
the people,
end.
According to Wikipedia, Rebecca Nurse was executed but fully exonerated less than 20 years later. According to Wikipedia.
Yeah, yes, exactly. But how do you exonerate? How do you exonerate somebody you've already killed?
But she wasn't...
And that's just wrong for them to do that. They should have done the right thing from the beginning. She should not have been killed. They were wrongfully murdered. That's why they exonerate things. They say, oh, that was a bad thing that we did. They take it back. It's like an apology for what they did when they exonerate. It's like an apology.
She was 71 years old when she died, right?
It was her and her two sisters, Mary Eastie and Sarah Coy.
Okay, but because of time, so you died, and what happened?
And I astral projected. My ancestors were there. That's when I met my ancestors. They took me back to the scene and showed me everything that happened to me. And I saw it in slow motion. My light body or my spirit did. It was my spirit that astral projected with my ancestor, and she showed me everything that happened to me. And she guided my sunshine. Rebecca Nurse and her sisters were there, and they guided my sunshine, Lucky, on what to do to keep my spirit from ascending permanently so that the paramedics could resuscitate me and, you know, basically bring me back to life because I was a dead on arrival. I had no heart rate. The only reason why they were able to get a heart rate out of me after defibrillating my heart 5 times was because my sunshine kept my spirit from ascending permanently.
Meaning your doll. Your doll did all this, right?
My sunshine did this for me, yes.
The doll, right?
My dog was guided by my angels on what to do to keep my spirit from ascending permanently in physical reality. And this was before he succumbed to his injuries. And, you know, like the way I see it, I don't know if you've heard of the Maltese cross. My sunshine died on his own Maltese cross.
So let me ask, because of time, you died and you didn't go to heaven because your dog brought you back, right? Prevent that from happening.
Well, I was brought back, but I was brought back. But what I will tell you was, on the other side, there are no secrets and there are no lies. Nobody even speaks vocally. Everybody speaks telepathically. And so, you know, the best thing that I could say to all the listeners is, if you've done anybody dirty or done something wrong, you only got so much time to make things right. Because on the other side, there's no place to run. There's no place to hide. Nobody speaks vocally. So there is no lying. Everybody reads with your mind. That's the way they speak.
How old are you now?
I'm 46.
And how's your life going now that you died, but you came back? How's your life
I'm having a lot of problems. I'm trying to get it go down to Mexico because I've got bruxism. I have nightmares every night, and I grind my teeth in my sleep. It's like what war veterans get when they get with post-traumatic stress disorder. And so I have nightmares, and I feel pain. And I get upset because I keep reliving what happened to me on 11.
So why would God let you come back and suffer like that?
Huh?
Why would God let you bring you back to Earth and let you suffer like that?
Well, I was supposed to die. I mean, it's better that, you know, because I have a prophecy. Everybody has a prophecy. You know, and my prophecy is a physical reality, is to make sure that everybody else is safe from this dirty deputy.
But
and
you
I took
can't
down
say no one because you're in pain. You got to go to Mexico. Let you come back?
Did you want to come back from death?
Did you want to come back from heaven?
I only feel pain in my sleep. It's when I'm sleeping. It's the memory.
Quinn,
nightmare.
Quinn. Did you want to come back from heaven to earth?
Well, yeah, I've got a daughter. I've got a daughter, and my daughter, you know, yeah.
And how old is your daughter?
My daughter is 23 now, but I'm a single. I'm a single mother.
And so, where's her daddy?
Her dad died.
Oh, so why would God bring you back from heaven to suffer on earth some more?
Well, I think it's because I've already taken down that dirty deputy's father for wrongfully foreclosing on me. I had him unbenched. And so if I could have a federal judge unbenched, I'm not worried about a dirty deputy.
Why would God bring you back to earth to suffer to the point you got to go to Mexico?
Well, I mean, I'm going, you know, I don't have to go to Mexico, but in order for me to get the tooth work that I need done, in order to pay for it, because here in America, it's outrageous to charge.
Well, why would God bring you back from heaven to suffer?
Because everybody's got a prophecy in life. Every human being is
born. No, you, why would God bring you back from heaven to suffer?
Because I have a purpose.
And your purpose is to suffer?
Yeah?
Your purpose is to suffer?
Well, I don't know. My current given last name is Ryder. And that means mounted warrior etymologically. So obviously,
but why would God bring you back from heaven to suffer?
Because maybe I'm the only one here in the town that could actually take care of this family. The corrupt family. I already took down the father of the corrupt sheriff deputy. He was a federal judge that wrongfully.
I know you told me that, but you're not telling me why. How is your daughter dealing with all this stuff that you're telling us? How does your daughter handle all of that?
My daughter, you know, my daughter's doing okay. She would have been distraught if I died. But you know, my doctors were saying, you know, the doctors.
How is she doing now?
What is she doing? Right now, she's at work.
How is she doing?
She's doing okay because she's still got her mother.
Oh, and so she can handle all this stuff that you're going through?
Yeah. Because I told her, I said, everything's going to be okay, honey. She knows.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
She knows what really happened to me. She knows, but she's okay because she feels comforted. She feels like I'm protected. I got my mother with me. But,
amazing.
My number one, you know, as a mother, my number one goal is to make sure that my daughter's safe and protected, even if it takes my life. That's my duty.
And how old is she now?
She's 23 now.
But she doesn't need you now.
She doesn't. No, she doesn't need me. But, you know, we're, you know, we've got a very close relationship. We've got a very close bond.
Amazing. I got to run, Quinn. I wish you well. And I wish you well down in Mexico. All right.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. Call me again.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Bye. 888-775-3773. I don't know what to think about that. What do you think, Jay?
What do I think?
No, what do you think about Nick?
I think she's on a mission.
Well, that's clear.
But I don't know that it's from God. I don't think it is. You know how they say on a mission from God?
Right. Amazing. I wish her well. I want to play quickly play this soundbite, and I want my experts feedback from it. This is from a quote-unquote influencer, right?
Yeah.
Is everybody an influence?
Well,
yes.
Everybody an influence except baby Jessica's daddy.
Did you know that I'm an influencer?
Hake is an influencer.
That's why they get mad when I don't pay attention to the survivors of the Epstein drama.
That's right.
Is an Anchor Baby an influencer?
Definitely.
Yeah, that's why they get mad.
Yeah, Nick.
Yeah, that's
too.
Why they get mad if I don't research.
So everybody an influencer?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know this?
Simply because you're online, you're an influencer.
If you're on the internet and you have a show or you put out stuff on social media,
right?
And people follow you.
Somewhat. Are we not all influencers? So we have all a civic duty.
Amazing.
To be the best influence.
It's a satanic word.
Oh, yeah.
Super satanic.
So here's a video of an influencer explaining how to stop caring what people think. Watch this.
How you can stop caring what other people think. I never really had this problem. I never gave a fuck. However, what would help you with this is if you recognize that statistically, the average American has less than $1,000 in their savings account and 17 pounds overweight. So if you make a bunch of money and get in great shape, then you'll just know that you're better than almost everyone. So who cares what these people beneath you think? Remember that for someone to bring you down, they have to be below you.
Amazing. Why are y'all laughing?
Is this a joke?
So... What do you think about that, Anchor Baby?
I almost want to think it's like a prank or a joke, but I believe it because I know that that's a very normal way of thinking. But it's just like he says it so honestly that it almost sounds like a joke. It's like too honest for it to work. He's like, because he's saying like, just hey, if you feel bad, just remember you're better than a bunch of these people. But what are you gonna do when you don't feel better than those above you there? Or whatever
well, I
else.
Get some more money, I guess.
That's it.
Yeah, good luck.
What do you think about that,
that's
Derek?
It. At first, I was cheering him on because I was like, right on, get in shape, get your money up. You know, you can get a lot of, you know, a lot of things on in this world. But, yeah, it's not good advice at all because, you know, when I think about, you know, if Christ were to tell me that, I know that was a lie.
Who?
Like Christ, Jesus Christ, if he was to tell me that, I know,
if
you know.
He would tell you what?
That same advice, meaning get jacked, get a lot of money, know that you're better than everybody.
Get jacked.
Yeah. I know that wasn't Christ, so.
Okay. Amazing. Yeah. What do you think about it, Hake?
I'm smaller and poorer than practically everybody in the snake pit chat. So I have to. That's why I have to call them the snake pit and look down on them. So
oh,
that
man.
I don't just care what they think.
Oh, amazing.
It's interesting. He definitely comes off as, he comes off so prideful there. I was amused by his visuals, the visuals that whoever, his editor put there.
Yeah. Amazing.
Somebody getting pushed into the water on the walk bridge.
Mm-hmm.
I'm amused too because I know that behind the scenes, can I tell what happened behind the scenes?
What? With that,
because I've overheard this clip being played before.
Oh, with Derek
and you and your the host and producer,
yeah,
talking about this the
yes.
other day,
right?
Oh,
and well, I don't want to give away what you said.
No, go ahead.
Okay, well, JLP said that ain't no good advice, and Derek is like, it's not. I thought it was good advice.
Yeah.
Because Derek is young and Zoomer and getting strong.
That's some good advice. As far as worldly advice, you know, spiritually advice, yeah. I mean,
he just heard get money and get strong.
Yeah, get money, get strong.
That's all he heard. He's like, yeah.
And then Jesse's like, I'm just kidding. It's good advice.
Yeah,
yeah, it's good advice, Derek.
Yeah. Almost like a really gaslighting tactic. Got me questioning myself. What's going on?
Jesse said it so assuringly that it left him unsure.
Because, that's it.
Yeah, it's good advice.
He's right.
I'm familiar.
That's what happened, yeah. I'll stamp that. That's what happened.
It's good advice, babe.
It's good advice, Mike.
First of all, because of time, anytime someone tells you, I don't care what anyone think, they're lying. Because if they didn't care what anyone think, they wouldn't have to say that. Mm. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
And then secondly, money and working out ain't going to prevent you from caring what someone think. Not at all. Ain't enough money in the world to can stop that.
I mean, the reason I'm, you know, looking like this.
Like what?
Like.
Crazy?
Yeah, crazy. Thinking.
Like what?
It's because I don't hear a lot of rich people bashing. Well, I guess I do.
They do.
But as far as, like, seeing, like, broke people on their, you know, on their rise, you know, on their journey.
Rich people worry very much about what other things.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah.
Believe it, they do.
Shift this way a little bit.
Shift this way.
Shift that way.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Rich people totally care what other people think about them.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm speaking on, as far as, like, rich people seeing someone coming up, like a young person,
right,
or somebody on that journey. You know, they don't bash them for being on that journey.
That's yes, kind of like,
really? You see that a whole lot?
Yeah.
I mean, I see that it as far as, like.
That guy just did. If he's, I don't know if he's rich, but he looks strong. And he just bashed people.
He looks strong, muscle-wise?
Yeah.
Body-wise?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
He claimed that he doesn't care, like you just said, actually.
But when people say,
and then he told people how not to care.
Yeah.
It sounded like he was giving sort of advice for people who are on that journey. So he wasn't really bashing the people on the journey of trying to get rich. It was more like he was bashing the haters.
Right.
It's right. Kind of, how I saw it. So it's like he's bashing the haters.
Yeah.
But you're not supposed to hate haters.
Yeah, it's true.
And a player going to play.
A player is going to play. But, you know, it's the fit. It's the fit, get money player that wins at the end. And that's wrong.
That's all
wrong.
You heard.
I'm sorry. See, I'm learning. That was wrong.
That's his Memphis coming out.
Sorry. Yeah, that's right.
Get
that's
strong,
right.
Get money. Because it's like,
strong, get money. That's like
that's fine,
embedded in me.
But he's being very clear about why he's doing it. He's being very clear. It's like, because you got to feel better than others. That's a weak person.
Uh-huh. What the? I do say you should not give one thought about what others think.
Okay.
You should never think about that. That shouldn't be a part of your thought, thinking at all. All thoughts are all lies. You shouldn't even think about what other people think of you. That doesn't even make sense.
That's true.
That way you don't care nor not care. You don't care or not care. I got to take a break. When I come back, your phone calls and your super chat right after this break. Hate news, not the fake news. And I'll be back in a moment. You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father. And you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without, because he will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality.
We'll be right back.
victims, not Epstein victims, but shooting victims, families, survivors, you might call them, are suing the United States government for not catching it earlier when this veteran, who didn't even serve in combat, he was a military firearms instructor, and they say that that caused all the shooting, caused TBI, traumatic brain injury. This Robert Card guy in the 2023 Maine, state of Maine, bowling alley bar shooting that left 18 people dead. I vaguely remember that story. And they're suing the government over it for not catching them in advance. What a mess. There's all kinds of instances where the FBI and deep state intelligence dropped the ball, and maybe even local police, when they knew about, for example, the Tsarnaev brothers. Putin warned us about the Tsarnaev brothers before they did the Boston Marathon bombing several years back. That was a terror attack. And weathermen are burning out, also known as meteorologists. Probably many of them are females, I don't know. And POCs, maybe fewer were working with air traffic controllers, and commie nonsense is blaming Trump because he did a hiring freeze and trying to get rid of DEI in the among the air traffic controllers and other stuff. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday, September 4th, AD 2025. Men's Forum tonight, guys, is the first Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. at Bond here in Los Angeles. In person only, not recorded, not streamed, okay? RebuildingTheMan.com/events. The lines are full, but you can call in every so often just in case a line opens up. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, 888-775-3773. JLP, we'll be right back to your calls. We'll get to more of these Super Chats. Appreciate them. See them coming in on buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk and elsewhere. But it is Hake News on Fake News. After the JLP show, the Hake Report, and then American Anchor, baby. All right? As normal. We did not have Punchy TV yesterday. We canceled it just for the day. Hopefully we'll be back next week is the plan. As JLP often says, as the Lord, if the Lord is willing and the creek doesn't rise, or don't rise, because he's black and country. Commie Nonsense Network CNN reports the so-called governors of California, Washington State, and Oregon announced Wednesday they will form a West Coast Health Alliance to coordinate public health guidelines separate from the national CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which is independent thinking now. It is not globo homo liberal communism anymore so much. It is not corrupt, incompetent communism. It is competent and hopefully a little bit more honest, even if it is still sort of socialist-minded somewhat, I don't know, under RFK Jr., and our greatest president, Trump. The alliance with the liberal states on the West Coast will rely on guidance from national medical associations like the evil American Academy of Pediatrics, which I call evil because I'm presuming that they're pro-LGBT, anti-racist, and other dumb stuff. And the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, which recently broke from the CDC's recommendations on the China virus, also known as COVID-19 vaccines. Quote, to protect the health of our communities, the West Coast Health Alliance will continue to ensure that our public health, communist buzzword, strategies are based on the best available science. So stated the statement. The move comes just one day after more than 1,000 current and former evil HHS evil employees, I'm calling them evil, signed a letter demanding that the HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. resign. The employees claiming Kennedy's leadership has put the health of all Americans at risk, which is a joke. Kennedy will testify before the Senate Finance Committee today. And the survivors of the Maine's deadliest mass shooting, beautiful Maine, that's up in the far northeast of America, I would call it, and relatives of the victims suing the U.S. government, alleging its conduct directly and proximately caused the attack. In October 2023, U.S. Army Reservist Robert Card opened fire at a Lewiston bowling alley and bar and grill, killing 18 people. And they should have caught it, they say. I'm James Hake, now JLP, Hour 3. ¶¶
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We also are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. It's the third hour of the show. You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. Also, if you're running around doing whatever it is you're doing, and you just don't have time to sit and watch the show, you can podcast. Go work out. While you're working out, walking, running, or lifting weights, you can be listening to the show on your phone, anywhere in the world, in the whole wide world, the whole round world, her around the world. And then if you're flat earther, her up and down the world. All right? You can listen on your phone, you can podcast and still listen by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. Oh, and my biblical question. I forgot my biblical question. How do you know when you are spiritual? How do you know when you, how will I know if you really love me? I say a prayer. How will you know when you are spiritual? It's Thursday. And every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Are you ready? Are you ready? I don't feel your face.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Amazing. Bible Thumper Thursday. I want to go to a first-time caller out of Japan. Her around the world. Anthony out of Japan. Anthony, you are on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Jesse? Thanks for taking my call, man. Just want to say a couple things first, man. We need the bobbleheads, man. That would be amazing if we could get the bobbleheads.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to get. I'm gonna check with Hassan to get an update on it. I'll let you guys know.
Awesome. Yeah. Second thing, I was following along with the last caller, and I was on Wikipedia looking up Rebecca Nurse, the witch lady from the Salem trials.
Yes.
And I guess the lady said that she was her descendant, but on her Wikipedia, it's interesting because it's listed here. She's got some other notable descendants, and they are Mitt Romney, Zach Braff, the actor from Scrubs, and Lucille Ball, the actress from I Love Lucy.
I love Lucy. Lucille Ball was so funny. It was amazing. But that's interesting, man.
Yeah, right? That's interesting company, Mitt Romney and Lucille Ball.
That sure is. What the?
Right. Yeah, man. And, you know, regarding your question there, your biblical question.
How do you know if you're spiritual?
I mean, I would say that we're all spiritual. We're all spiritual beings. I think the real question is, how do you know if you're saved?
No, that's not the question. The question is, how do you know when you're spiritual?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I would say we're all spiritual. I would say everybody has a spirit.
No, the question is, how do you know when you are spiritual?
Mm-hmm. That's a good question. That's a good question. I really called to talk about the Epstein files, but I think if you're alive.
What?
If you're alive and conscious, then you know you're spiritual.
If you're alive and conscious, then you know you're spiritual.
Yeah. I don't think it's possible to be a human without being spiritual. I think that just like our flesh, our body, our spirit is a part of our being as much as our body is. So I don't think the two can be separate. I don't think you could be alive and have a body without having a spirit. So therefore, you are spiritual.
Are you spiritual?
Yes.
And how do you know you are spiritual?
I know that I'm spiritual because I have inside of me, I've had a need for God before I even knew God. There was something in me that was calling out for something more than just the physical and the mental aspects of my life. Mm-hmm. And I might not have known it at the time, but that was my spirit.
Oh, amazing. Well, I appreciate you responding to the biblical question, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Amazing.
Nice. Okay. Thank you, Anthony.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
Amazing. I appreciate that. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Brit out of Georgia. Georgia, on my mind. Brit, you're on the air.
Amazing, Jesse.
Amazing.
Thank you so much. You make me laugh every time I listen to you. But
he black.
The purpose for me calling is just very simple. Again, to just thank you for what you do and to let you know that, you know, when I began listening to you, you started me down an amazing path, and it led me to publish my first book, which came out yesterday. And I just really wanted to reach out and express that to you in gratitude.
Well, you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Really, you haven't seen anything yet.
Thank you so much, Jesse. I'll call again.
All right, buddy. I wish you well.
Bye.
Bye now. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Troy out of Minnesota. Troy, you are on the air.
Jesse, it's always such an honor to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Troy.
A couple quick things. I know I'm spiritual because when you're born again, that's when you know you have a connection with God. Billy Graham explained that. It's like when you hear the word, it's just like an egg being fertilized by the sperm, that's conception. And then there's the gestation period where you meditate on the word, you listen to the word. You may not quite have that connection yet, just like the baby is being formed in the womb. And then just like when the baby is born, there's a great pain from the mother. When you're born again, there's usually a great pain that comes into your life and resets you. And then that's when you know you have a connection with the Father.
So in response, you're responding to the biblical question, how do you know when you are spiritual? And you say, you know you are spiritual, right? I mean, not putting words in your mouth. Are you spiritual?
Yes, I've been born again.
And how do you know you are spiritual?
Because I have that peace now, and I know God. That, and like I was saying, like Billy Graham said, like people search their whole life for something that they can't quantify or identify, but it's really that connection with God. And when you get that, it's your whole life changes and you can never go back to the old life. That's how I know I'm spiritual now.
So I'm a little confused and I'm trying to understand. You said First of all, before you mention Billy Graham, how do you know you are spiritual?
Because last year, like I told you, my mom got terminal cancer, and I wept for 3 days. But after that, my entire attitude changed. I felt a calm and a peace because, like, even before I knew you, I knew in that moment I had to forgive her because I don't know how much time I have left with her. Right. And I wanted it to be a good connection. So I felt like I had been meditating on the word for a few years, and Billy Graham said, only the Holy Spirit knows when he's going to convict you. And that was the time I believe the Holy Spirit said, okay, I believe you're ready, but I have to bring this great pain to you to wake you up. And so ever since then, my life has been very different and in the best of ways.
And so you know you're spiritual because of what Billy Graham said?
No, this was before I even heard him explain the process of being born again.
What did Billy Graham say about being spiritual?
So in order to truly have a connection with the Father, you have to be born again.
That's
just
true.
Just like how a baby goes through stages until it comes out the mother's womb, so must a person go through stages in order to become a child of God. It doesn't, like he said, you don't just go and plant a tree and it becomes a tree. It takes time. It takes nurturing. It takes patience. But if you let the tree...
What takes time in nurturing patience? What takes time?
Learning God's ways and seeking him, because God says, seek me and you will find me.
I don't understand. What is it that take time?
So, like, a person can say, oh, I'm a Christian. It's like, well, but you haven't been born again. In John 3:3, it says, truly, truly, Jesus said, truly, truly, until you've been born again, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. So just living a Christian lifestyle, it's kind of like you said, knowing of God is not the same as knowing God.
But what take time?
Take time is just meditating on the word, getting closer to God. And God wants to, this is my journey. God tested me a lot along the way of this journey. I had a few things I want to talk to you about, but I'll give you one example. So last year I was in college and I had to drop out because the teachers put forth an assignment to us that claimed that Black people experience more pain when they're not treated by Black people. And all the authors were white, of course. And they said, what do you think of this? So I did the article, or I did the exam, and I said, this is crazy. People don't care what the nurse looks like. They just want to feel better when they they leave the office. And then, you know, basically I refuted the whole thing. And they said, oh, we need to have an intervention about this.
Are you
white? Your viewpoint. I am Anglo-Saxon. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
And I basically said, this is absolutely ridiculous. Like, people don't care what the color of the nurse is or the doctor is. They just want to feel better. And they said, we need to talk because you are a danger to your fellow classmates, and we can't have you in the classroom until we sit down and reevaluate your thinking. And I said, forget you guys. I'm not paying you anymore. I'm dropping out. It's in those moments, you know, those Matthew 6:24 moments where you have to decide whether you want to serve God or money. God will allow you to choose, but God says if you choose money, you're going to suffer. So
how do you know you're spiritual?
Because, like I said, when I went through that traumatic experience of my finding out my mother has terminal cancer, it changed my heart. And
from what to what?
I had anger towards her, which meant I was evil. And after that, I fully submitted to God. And now I believe that I have the peace that I have been craving my whole life because the Holy Spirit had to come down and convict me.
And so did you go to your mother and forgive her for what she did to you?
Yes, I did.
You told her?
Yes, I did.
What did you say to her?
We've said it. We talked before. I just said, you know, I'm sorry. I was angry towards you. I know that you, I said something to the effect of, I'm sorry that I treated you bad and I hope you forgive me, something like that. And, she apologized too. She said, I'm sorry that I couldn't have done better for you, but I did the best I could.
And why did God didn't tell you to ask her to forgive you? Because only God forgive. He asked that you forgive her by apologizing for resenting her. Why did you ask her to forgive you?
Well, I said, I'm sorry, that I was mean to you. And, I also said, you know, and when she said, you know, I'm sorry that I couldn't provide a better life, give you brothers and sisters, I also took that as her knowing that, you know, we both could have done better.
But why didn't you ask her to forgive you? God said, go and forgive. He didn't tell you to go and ask for forgiveness.
Well, I also told her that I did forgive her for that. So it was kind of just like I had to admit my sin and then
But why did you ask her to forgive you?
I just knew that, like I said, that anger was not good.
I understand that, but why did you ask her to forgive you? Because the anger you had was from her. It was her anger that had made a home in you. Why did you ask her to forgive you? I'm just asking why. Why did you ask her to forgive you?
Because I just didn't know any better.
Okay.
Like I said, when I wasn't
that
born,
sense.
I didn't grow up with my father or in a biblical household. So I like the honor thy father and mother was not explained to me really well.
Uh-huh.
And after that incident, I read Luther's Large Catechism, and he explained that your parents are a gift from God. And if you're angry with them, you're actually angry with God because God chooses your parents for a reason. You know,
you
everybody's
read that
parents.
From Lucifer book. Did you believe that?
You read
the devil book?
No. Luther, like Martin Luther.
Oh, I thought you said Lucifer.
No. Martin Luther's Large Catechism. It's a kind of Bible.
That's how evil Martin Luther's Large Catechism.
No, it means like explanation for children. Catechism means explaining the word.
I'm black and slow. Okay. Nice.
Cool,
man. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate that.
Can I say one quick thing about that Brandon Carter?
Who's that?
That influencer that you just talked about.
Oh, yeah, yes, go ahead.
I just want to say people should be very wary of him because he actually almost destroyed me. He has good advice about making money, but all he cares about is money. And I would be very cautious that people take his advice because he has what's called a baller mindset where he teaches you how to become rich, but it almost makes you worship money. And I actually almost destroyed my friendships because of that. So I would advise people to be very cautious around him. So,
well, thank you. I have no idea. I've never heard of him, so I have no comment on that because I don't know him. But thank you, man. I appreciate it.
All right. I'll call you next time, Jesse. Thank you.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. I want to know your thoughts on this protest real fast here. I want to throw this in, and then we get to your super chats and more of your phone calls. I want to throw this in. This is from the Press Enterprise. About 40 students from Temecula Day Middle School on Tuesday morning, September 2nd, protest transgender student sharing a locker room with others. Watch this from X.
All right, boys, why are you here today and why should we protect girls in the bathrooms, locker rooms, and sports?
For fairness. For fairness.
Fairness?
I'm here to support my friends because they're suffering from a transgender guy that has a men's
you know, and the woman should not be doing that because it belongs to the women's locker room. I don't think it's all right. It's not good.
I feel like women have the right to be disgusted if a boy is changing into in the girl's locker room.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
We're beta boys. It's a shame that the school are using their kids like that and the parents are allowing that to happen. It really is. What a mess. But that's what's going on. This is hell on earth. And parents don't love their children. Now, those kids, they have no idea what they're talking about. Now, they may know, I'm sure they know a boy from a girl, but whatever. Those are their kids. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
John gave three super chats with no message. Thank you, sir. On YouTube.
Amazing. Thank you, John.
Joe on X. Rich and powerful people are very insecure. Read 1984 by George Orwell. You'll understand how the hierarchy works.
They are. They're very insecure. And they thought by making a lot of money that they would feel secure. But it only got worse. And then they cry at night. Amazing. Thank you.
Eric Five Coffees. Karma is your reaction to life. Karma, he says.
Who is karma?
I think she...
That movie?
I think he died.
Karma is a man or a woman?
I'm kidding.
Oh.
Because there's a singer named Carmen who
there's
died.
A woman, in a black lady in a movie named Karma. Is he referring to her?
No. It's a devilish Hindu concept of you reap what you sow. The Christians say you reap what you sow. The New Age people say karma. I'm kidding around, Eric. You're not New Age.
Thank you, Eric. I appreciate it.
Anyway, he said, we react according to our level of consciousness. Karma and consciousness are interconnected. Do right, be right, says he.
Right on. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric.
I appreciate it.
Five more coffees from him. Have no relationship with thoughts. Just observe them and don't believe them. JLP.
That's for sure. No, you got to stop thinking if you want to be free. Amazing. Thank you.
It's a quarter after one. I'm all alone and I need you now. I love that song, Jesse, says Gregatron. Said I wouldn't call, but I'm a little drunk and I need you now.
Oh, baby, I need you now.
I feel like you're slightly off key. Not that I'm one to talk.
I thought it was painful.
Yeah. I'd rather hurt than feel nothing at all. See, I'm flat too. Terrible.
Would you rather hurt than feel nothing at all after a breakup?
Apparently.
That is so funny to me. I'd rather hurt than to feel nothing at all. So, you know you're in love.
I'm curious because you were singing this song like the other day, and I'm like, when was the last time he heard this song? 2011? Because we stopped playing copyright music because I first heard this on your show when I was a listener.
I used to play it on my show all the time.
And we cut that out once we started streaming on YouTube in like 2016. And so I was just curious what brought that song to mind.
It crossed my mind.
You pull a whole lot of, there's a whole library of songs in JLP's mind from the decades.
From way back when. Amazing.
Coldberger Art says, men's forum, let's go. Tilde. Exclamation mark.
Coldberger Art. That's a alpha name.
Indeed it is.
Thank you.
Nazulium donated a diamond on DLive.
Thank you.
Today, Jesse learned he is an influencer. What the?
I know, man. What the? Is everybody an influencer?
If everybody's influenced.
Everybody online except baby Jessica's daddy. I wonder what baby Jessica daddy is doing now. And I wonder what baby Jessica life is like. Amazing. Thank you.
I was starting to look that
up.
Oh,
you were?
Yeah.
Wow, y'all look amazing.
Yeah, I know. It's Baby Jessica's daddy, the father of Jessica McClure, known as Baby Jessica after 1987 rescue, is Louis Chip McClure. He has remained in Midland, Texas, where he was born and raised, and continues to live there with his family. He works as an airplane salesman. Spoken publicly about the experience, the importance of protecting his daughter from the intense media spotlight, ensuring her trust fund was managed responsibly for her future. He expressed gratitude for the support he and his family received, maintaining a focus on providing a normal life for Jessica.
Right on. I wish you were a baby Jessica daddy.
That's AI. I don't know if it's up to date.
Oh, you know where to ask AI.
I can't help it.
That could totally be off.
I'm a millennial.
Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that may be all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Amazing. Let me go to Marilyn out of Florida. Marilyn, you are on the air. Hey, Marilyn.
All right, I'm ready to lay down the hammer this time, Jesse.
How do you know when you are spiritual?
I don't really care. I don't think any of that means anything. It's all just hoopla. It's all just hoopla, I think.
And so you're not spiritual?
I mean, what does that even mean? What do you mean by that? What do I need to be spiritual for?
It's a biblical question. How do you know if you are spiritual or when you are spiritual?
I think spirituality is a psyop.
It's a psy?
A psyop.
What's a psyop?
What's a psyop? Yeah. It's a game. It's a game they play in war to just try to confuse the enemy.
Oh, so are you saying that you cannot be spiritual?
I'm saying it really doesn't matter. We're all God. We're all God.
Oh, Lord. You're God?
Yes, we are all God.
And are you spiritual?
I mean, it just depends on what you mean by that. I really don't know what that means. What does that word mean?
So how do you know you're God, but you don't know what it means to be spiritual?
Because I was known before the world began, and I'm God's image, and I'm blessed and called very good.
But you're not God's image, you're Adam's image.
I am nothing of the sort. Adam was God. I'm not Adam.
The woman came from Adam.
Okay, well,
is that true or not?
We're all our own God.
Did the woman come from
Adam? I'm not the image of anything. I'm the image of God.
Marilyn.
So Adam's God now, Jesse?
Marilyn. Marilyn?
What? I'm here.
Did the woman come from Adam?
I think they just misinterpreted that in translating the Bible, and it was just I think they were equally made.
So did the woman come from God? I mean, from Adam?
I think we have always been and always will be. When they started putting linguistics, you're not listening to me, Jesse. When they put linguistics to the situation, then they started talking that crap.
Marilyn, did God put Adam to sleep and from his rib created the woman?
Jesse, I am God. I just like everyone else is. I always was and I always will be. There is no beginning to me and there's no end to me. Talk to me like I'm God. Don't talk to me like I'm Adam or Eve.
One more time. Did God create the woman from the man, from Adam?
No.
Okay. Thank you, Marilyn. Appreciate it. 888-7753-773. The treasure chest is now open on D-Live, along with Scratch Off on Peel.net. How come she thinks she God? She won't tell me. When I come back, more of your calls and your super chat. A quick break, back in a moment, straight to the call. There's one line open, 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening, and I started just being more at peace. And I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father, and it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed. And I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God loves us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better. Okay, folks, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE is Bible Thumper Thursday. Quick announcement, the Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour, 9 a.m. Pacific time. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report, the guy with the good hair, and has no fear. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Energy. And they call him King. Energy from God. It's not alone. It's a gift. The American Anchor Baby. And tonight, the men's forum at 7 p.m. It's the first Thursday of the month already. And then at 4 p.m. this afternoon, this evening, I was a guest yesterday on the Anchorman Show with Matt Gaetz, a former Congressman Matt Gaetz. The Anchorman Show with Matt Gaetz at 4 p.m. is going to air today. Check it out. It was very, very good. Very good. And then tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, at 11 a.m., a brand new episode of thefallenstate.tv. Thefallenstate.tv. I had an interesting discussion with I read a note from Hate. I mentioned the men's forum, man. Hate is so distracted. What a bit distraction. Dr. John G. West. And Dr. West is an author, Christian scientist, and the vice president of the Discovery Institute in Seattle, Washington. And he has a brand new book coming out soon called The Stockholm Syndrome Christianity. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What you have with Stockholm Syndrome Christians is they're becoming missionaries from the culture to their fellow Christians. People end up adopting the point of view of their cultural captors.
Where did you get the idea about the Trinity? Because it's not in the Bible anywhere.
John 1 clearly teaches Jesus was God.
There's no proof of anything that you said, but you believe it, right? I think you got the syndrome and don't know it.
You apparently think I do.
It was enjoyable, but enlightening. At 11 a.m. tomorrow, Friday. That's crazy, it's tomorrow and Friday already. Friday, thefallenstate.tv. And don't forget to support The Fallen State. You can be a member of The Fallen State right there on YouTube or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. All right? 888-77-5773. Let me go to Brandy out of Hawaii. Brandy, you are on the air.
Morning, Jesse.
Hey, Brandy.
Hey.
thing was made out of, I don't know.
Brandon, come back to your phone.
Oh, you can't hear me?
It's all staticky. No.
Can you hear me?
I can now.
Hello?
I can now. Can you? Go all ahead.
Right. Hey, Adam or Eve was made out of Adam's rib. Just to answer that question that you were asking that lady.
Oh, okay. Christina. Absolutely. Go ahead.
So when I was 7 years old, I moved from these apartments to another set of apartments, and I was able to walk home from school. And on the way home from school one time, I couldn't remember stuff, and it seems like I was like not aware of my surroundings. And I remember saying, God, I need this, whatever this is that's blocking me, I need it to be burned off of me. And I was saying that if I don't, I'm going to end up dying. I can't live like this. And in that moment, it was some of it, not all of it, was burned off of me.
Oh, what were burned off you?
Like, I was all of a sudden aware of my surroundings. Like, I, when I was...
How come you're into those memories now? It seemed like you were really deep into that. Why are you doing that?
Remembering God in them, I'm remembering that I've always been talking to God, and I'm getting, like, answers, or he's showing me visions. He's showed me visions, like I was telling Hake yesterday, that I've had visions, like I was walking to the library, and I asked God something, and I had this vision show up in front of me. It was my living room and my future. And in my 20s,
why are you into all that now, though? Why would God be showing you all that now?
Why is he showing it to me now? I don't know. Probably because I've been doing childhood trauma stuff and listening to you and just looking back on both. I'm remembering that. I'm just remembering. I don't know why now.
But all you have to do, once you forgive your mother and father, right?
Yeah, I forgive them.
And once you do that, everything else starts to disappear. Why are you living in the past like that? Because God is not going to put you in the past like that, because the past doesn't exist. When that happened, it happened then. Why are you stuck in the past?
I don't know if I'm stuck in the past. I think it's helping me.
So then what do you mean by you're doing childhood traumas?
I was, yes.
Why? What do you mean by that? Why are you stuck in the past? You're not a child. Once you forgive, traumas are over. Why are you stuck into that?
I don't know.
Maybe that's not from God. Satan is keeping you remembered of the past, which is an illusion. Why don't you come out of those thoughts and just stay present?
Well, I do. I do try. I stay present.
But how are you being present and you're so into past thoughts?
I think it's when I'm doing silent prayer, or if, like, something comes out during the day that triggers, like, a memory, I'll just remember.
But
a
memories
scene from that
are
time.
From evil.
Yeah, okay. I see that you've said that before, for sure.
So why are you stuck into it? Why?
And I know I do see that.
But why
I do
are you
see that when it comes
so
out.
If you see that, why are you saying, God, let me see my childhood trauma, and God did this? Why are you blaming God for something that evil is doing?
I understand that Satan's probably giving me the memory, but it is making me remember.
But you don't want to be listening to the Savior, because that's over with.
Okay.
But you were saying, and I interrupted, you remembered and what? You remember the past and what about God?
Well, I was trying to tell you some God stories of stuff that, like, I've had miracles happen back when I was a child. That's why I was calling in.
But don't let the devil keep you in an illusion of a past. You don't have a past.
I understand that.
No, yeah. You don't, because you're believing what the devil is showing you.
well, how am I supposed to remember the...
How am I supposed to...
Oh, every time I call you, I think that our conversation is going to go a certain way, and it goes totally a different way.
And you're still thinking.
Yeah, I'm
Why not have a way to see and stop thinking?
Yeah.
Yeah, what? That
That's
was
a question. I'm getting to know you too well. I don't know. How do you stop thinking, Jesse?
By becoming aware of the thoughts and not communicating with them, but just be aware of them. Because when you're doing that, you're communicating with evil, and you're an evil of one.
Well, how do I tell you stories about, like, remembering God without going there? I have, like, all these stories I want to tell you, but you don't want to hear them because you're saying I go into the past. And I have, like, really good stories. Isn't that a good story? It's a true story.
Oh, God.
And I remember I was telling Hake yesterday that I remember standing in a doorway. And so I was trying to overcome my mom. Oh, I have a couple stories. I remember...
I can't do a
couple. I remember God telling me. I remember God telling me that I had to overcome my mom. I was on Hake yesterday, but yeah, I know we don't have time. But I don't know if I should call back and tell you because it's going into the past.
Right? Why don't you stay out of the past? That's what I'm trying to understand.
Because I have these stories I want to tell you.
And where are they coming from?
I don't know. Yeah. Oh, I don't know anymore.
Why you think? Where are those stories coming from?
They're coming from, like, you're going to say the devil, but now
no,
I really don't know.
No, I'm asking you, where are they coming from?
They're coming from because I want to remember them so I could tell you these stories.
Why?
Because I want
Why
your advice on
them.
Why not
let the past be gone? Be done with it.
How am I going to tell you these stories then?
I don't understand.
I really want your advice on these, like all these things that happen to me.
I'm giving you my advice. Drop it.
Okay.
Did you hear Eric Hate want to know? Did you hear Eric Super Chat to Hate yesterday?
I don't remember because I was driving to a job.
What was the Super Chat, Hate?
Eric said, Brandy's on mushrooms. And I said that he was probably kidding. But he said, thinking about the past and all these memories and things is the devil's mind. Stop thinking. Stay in the here and now, he said.
I understand that, but how?
I understand that, but that doesn't even make sense.
But I want to tell you all these stories
Why?
That I had as a kid. Because I want your advice on, like, on, I don't know. Because I wanted you to know.
What?
I'm going to have to, like, call back, and I'm going to have to do, like, a meeting with you so I could tell you on the side, I guess. Because I want to tell you all this.
Why?
Because I feel like I've known what you have been saying my entire life, and I just wanted these stories. I wanted you to know. Like, it doesn't even have to be on the radio, so I should do a meeting. But I just want your advice. On some of these things that I've seen.
But
my
advice is for you to stay out of the imagination and just live now because all you have is right now. Everything else is an illusion.
Yeah, you're right on that for sure.
But if you for sure, why you got so many stories you want to tell?
Because I have been asking if what I'm seeing is right my whole life.
Give me your one
and then I fell upon you.
Give me one quick one, real fast, a short one that you wanted to ask me about.
I wanted to tell you, like, I don't even know. Yeah, we don't have time. I'll call. So I was standing in a doorway, like, in my 20s, too, and my husband's ex was, like, attacking me, and I remember thinking, like, like getting back at her, and I was like in a crossroad that, and I heard if you do it, you will become like them. like my mother and my sister. That's like another one. So it was like a crossroads. So like
you were married to your husband when this happened?
Yeah, it was like right before we got married.
And you knew his sister?
And it was my sister and my mother. They were super evil.
I thought you had forgiven your mother.
This was like back in the day. I just forgave her right before she died.
And so why don't you move on and forget about the past then?
I don't know.
You listen to
I'm
the
like
devil,
trying
man.
To solve a puzzle.
You can't solve anything. It's solved when you truly forgive and live in the present. It's solved. It's over. There's no puzzle for you to solve.
All right, I'm going to have to ponder this. Okay.
All right, let go of the past.
Yep. All right.
The past is just an illusion now. Satan is telling you that.
I get you on that for sure, because I've seen it.
All right.
Okay, I love you guys.
I love you too, Brandon.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
888-775-3773. Michael is out of California. Michael, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Michael.
So, I just had
are you on a speaker or something?
No.
Okay, you're not on Bluetooth?
No Bluetooth.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So, I just had a question about, it's never a reason to be angry. And I was just wondering, when Jesus flipped the money counters tables over, when they said he was angry, was he angry or was he just upset with them?
He was not upset and he was not angry.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus was not an emotional Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
And where in the Bible does it say he was angry?
I don't know. I just heard it a couple times.
Oh, so you ever read that in the Bible? Why do you believe it when people say that?
I don't know. I have need to get into the Bible and probably just read it over. Good time.
But why did you believe it when you heard people say that, but you didn't read that for yourself?
That's true.
No, that was a question.
I said, basically, yeah, I just took it for their word.
Why?
Because I believe them.
Why?
For no good reason.
But it affected the way you see things.
Mm-hmm. All right. This is another thing I've heard but didn't read myself.
Why you don't read for yourself?
That's true.
No, that was a question.
Well, no good reason.
What do you mean by that?
That means that I just do it and that's what happens.
I'm black and slow. I'm not getting it. What do you mean by that?
I don't know. I think that's just how I go about things so far.
Why do you live that way?
I got to start reading. That's a good question.
No, and the answer is what?
I don't know. I think it's dumb.
So why do you do it, though?
You gotta stop.
How old are you?
33.
So why are you living that way at 33? You're just taking people's word without knowing for yourself.
That's true.
No,
I must be pretty. I must be pretty slow.
Are you black or Mexican?
I'm Mexican.
Oh.
So I'm pretty slow.
Okay. Amazing. Thank you, Michael.
Amazing.
All right.
Yeah, and all right. So also just wanted to say love you, love Hake, and God bless Anchor Baby for saving you that day.
Right on. We love you back, and, man. Stay with it, but work on yourself. Don't just take anyone's word at anything. You need to know for yourself, and you can know the truth for yourself if you live from within.
That's right. And if you are an influencer, Jesse, you are definitely one of the best.
Amazing. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Jesse.
All right, buddy. 888-7753-773. Let me go to first-time caller out of Missouri, Brett. A first-time caller, Brett. Brett, you're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey.
How are you today?
All is well.
I love it. Before I go into what I wanted to tell you, I just wanted to let you know you have helped me a great deal over the past 2 years, and I've done a lot of what you recommend, and it's just been so beneficial.
Well, you stay with it, stay with it. Never stop. Don't give up.
I won't. So what happened is about 2 weeks ago, I went with my friend to go see a movie. And everything was great. We sat down, watched the pre-show, and then all of a sudden, closer to the start of the movie, a group of teenage boys, maybe early college, they came and sat behind me and my friend. No big deal. We're at a movie. Public goes there. What happened is one of the boys behind me took his he was wearing sandals. He took them off and he put his feet on the end of the armrest that I was had my hand my arms on. And I noticed it. And a lot of times when I get, you know, beside myself or I feel something starting to happen, whether it be anger, happiness, sadness, whatever, I try to recognize the thoughts, get them out. And I'm not trying to be funny when I say this, but his feet were close to me in my arm, and they smelled. He stank. And so I turn around and I look at him, and I give him a, you know, kind of an eye to eye, like, what are you doing? And he just shrugs me off, just shrugs it off. So I look at my friend. We move to a different seat. Guess what they do?
They moved back to where you guys were?
Yep. So they all got up and moved to where me and my friend were, and he did the exact same thing. So at that point, I'm feeling anger. You know, I'm 100% feeling it. My blood is getting hot. I'm starting to get a little shaky. You know, I used to fight and have all of these rage emotions when I was younger. So I started to get really upset with myself that I was getting angry, but we got up and then moved again to like a different row. They didn't follow us. But my question to you is, from that perspective, is it never valid to feel anger?
No. There's never, ever, 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 but never a reason to get angry about anything. But I'm glad that this happened so that you can see you still have that rage inside of you. And if you just see it and then do nothing about it, don't call it you. Don't get mad at the guy that did that. Because you blame him for it. He's not to be blamed for what's inside of you. Be glad that you saw it. And then if you do that, you're going to always see how to deal with every situation.
Like moving, right?
Yeah, move it away like that. Or maybe get your money back from the theater and get out of there. But you would see what to do. But if you get angry, it's only keeping you in the darkness. And you want to see that anger so it can come out. So that situation happened so you can see what's in you. But you did the right thing by moving away like that.
Thank you. I've told this to friends of mine, and I see this in my friends. They have evil in them. They said they would have, you know, confronted and fought.
No.
And I'm like, well, I don't do that anymore.
Right on. That's right.
You know, I just thought that was a good thing to let you know. I think that was an exact kind of lesson, or the way how you teach me, for instance, of just bettering myself as a man.
Yeah, so. Because I promise you, if you got in a fight with those guys, they didn't touch you. They didn't hurt you physically.
Had I mean, he did touch my arm.
But I mean, like, he didn't fight with you or anything. If you got in a fight, you could be dead or anything. People are crazy now. They're evil. And they carry guns around, and they do all kind of knives. And so it wasn't necessary at all to fight.
I appreciate the validation on that.
Yeah. And don't let your friends or anyone there get fight because they're angry, and that's what you do in that fallen state because you can't see. I wish you well, Brett.
Likewise, Jesse. It was good to talk to you.
You too, buddy. Super chat. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
On punchy.tv/JLP, Jim in Alaska on the BQ. How do you know when you're spiritual?
Yes.
I believe we are spirits, but I don't think that we can be spiritual. I believe it's another false identity humans use to boost the ego.
Thank you. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
Everblazer, a lot of wacky callers today. Something is definitely in the air. I can feel it in the air.
It's everywhere. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you to Nazulium, Games for Rec, Cactus Eater Bear, and the rest of those D-Live supporters, as well as the Rumble crew and YouTube supporters, the monthly subscribers, much obliged on JLP and the Fallen State. And thank you, guys. I do believe that that may be all for now.
Thank you. Amazing. Thank you all so much. I am so out of time. Don't forget Men's Forum tonight at 7. And at 4 p.m., check out the Anchorman show with Matt Gaetz. I was on there yesterday. It's airing today. Check it out. Stay with it, folks. Stay with it. Don't give up. Don't let the devil talk you out of it. And don't let other people talk you out of working on yourself, all right? Do the silent prayer. Stay present. Rick, and the rest of the call, I can't take your call. Bye. I'm out of time.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name in all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.